Life Science Reading, April 2nd, 2020, pages 348 to page 351. First section, Joints of the Skeleton. Imagine what life would be like if your femur ran the length of your leg. How would you get out of bed in the morning? How would you run for the school bus? Luckily, your body contains many small bones, rather than fewer large ones. A place in the body where two bones come together is a joint. Joints allow bones to move in different ways. There are two kinds of joints in the body, immovable joints and movable joints. Next section, immovable joints. Some joints in the body connect bones in a way that allows little or no movement. These joints are called immovable joints. The bones of the skull are held together by immovable joints. The joints that attach ribs to the sternum are also immovable. Next section, movable joints. Most of the joints in the body are movable joints. Movable joints allow the body to make a wide range of movements. Look at exploring movable joints to see the variety of movements that these joints make possible. On page 349, there are four types of joints surrounding the picture. The top left joint is called ball and socket joint. Ball and socket joints allow the greatest range of motion. In your shoulder, the top of the arm bone fits into the deep bowl-like socket of the scapula or shoulder blade. The joint allows you to swing your arm freely in a circle. Your hips also have ball and socket joints. The next joint, top right-hand corner of the page, is called the pivot joint. A pivot joint allows one bone to rotate around another. The pivot joint in the top of your neck gives you limited ability to turn your head from side to side. The next joint on the bottom right-hand side of the page is called a gliding joint. A gliding joint allows one bone to slide over another. The gliding joint in your wrist enables you to bend and flex your wrist, as well as make limited side-to-side motions. Your ankles also have gliding joints. The last joint on the bottom left-hand side of the page is called a hinge joint. Like the hinge of a door, a hinge joint allows extensive forward or backward motion. Your knee is a hinge joint that allows you to bend and straighten your leg. Your elbow is also a hinged joint. Now turning to page 350. The bone in movable joints are held together by strong connective tissues called ligaments. Cartilage that covers the ends of the bones keeps them from rubbing against each other. In addition, a fluid lubricates the ends of the bones, allowing them to move smoothly over each other. Next section of the textbook, taking care of your bones. Because your skeleton performs so many necessary functions, it is important to keep it healthy. This is especially true while you are still growing. A combination of a balanced diet and regular exercise can start you on the way to a lifetime of healthy bones. One way to ensure healthy bones is to eat a well-balanced diet. A well-balanced diet includes enough calcium and phosphorus to keep your bones strong while they are growing. Meats, beans, and leafy green vegetables are all excellent sources of both calcium and phosphorus. Dairy products, including milk, are excellent sources of calcium. Another way to build and maintain strong bones is to get plenty of exercise. During activities such as walking, soccer, or basketball, your bones support the weight of your entire body. This helps your bones grow stronger and denser. Running, skating, and aerobics are other activities that help keep your bones healthy and strong. To prevent injuries while exercising, be sure to wear appropriate safety equipment, such as a helmet, knee pads, or shoulder pads. As people become older, their bones begin to lose some of the minerals they contain. Mineral loss can lead to osteoporosis, a condition in which the body's bones become weak and break easily. you can see the effect of osteoporosis in figure 12b. Osteoporosis is more common in women than in men. Evidence indicates that regular exercise throughout life can help prevent osteoporosis. A diet with enough calcium can also help prevent osteoporosis. If you eat enough calcium-rich foods now, during your teenage years, you may help prevent osteoporosis later in life.